Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode. As you can see, we are outside this morning. It is such a beautiful day. And so I thought I would take the camera out. And I wanted to talk a bit about maturity or development. Now, I like to think of this as spiritual maturity or spiritual development. But if you don't like that word, you can just think of it as maturity or development or wisdom. Because what you'll find in life is that there is a spectrum of how you and how others are in the world. You can either be really unconscious, really selfish, and really immature, or you can be really conscious, really selfless, and really mature. And so on that spectrum, I was sort of curious about, like, what are the common themes of, like, the most conscious, mature, and developed human beings? You know, these would be the sort of the Buddhas, Jesus, other mystics, sages, saints, and even modern spiritual teachers like Rupert Spira, Muji, Adyashanti. There's common themes between all of them. And the common theme is that of maturity. It's that of selflessness, and it's that of consciousness. They're very conscious human beings. And so I contemplated this for a while, and I came up with five signs, basically, that you can tell either in someone else or, of course, in yourself if there is some deeper maturity and development happening there within yourself or within someone else. Now, again, none of what I'm about to say invalidates any deep metaphysical truths. So in my previous episodes, I talked about how there's the absolute and then there's the relative domain of human experience. So this video is going to be about the relative domain of human experience. We're going to be talking about what are the upper sort of pinnacle of what you could develop into as a human being in your relative human life. And none of this, what I'm about to say, none of this invalidates any deep metaphysical truth about how the moment is perfect or, you know, nothing matters existentially speaking. So just keep that in mind. Maybe you realize watching this video just how unconscious and selfish you are. That's okay because, you know, everything is as it should be. And now I've given you, you know, a little roadmap for what it would look like if you developed into a more conscious, selfless, and mature human being. So with that in mind, let's hop into these five signs. Think of these as like five green flags, and then think of the opposite of these as like red flags. So so it's kind of like it works both ways. So anyways, the first sign or green flag of maturity and consciousness is that you take responsibility. You have a deep sense of integrity and a deep sense of humility. So this is something I really noticed, not only between all the stories of all the most famous mystics and sages, but of course within, again, the more modern spiritual teachers like Rupert Spira or Muji, people like this, that I get that mature vibe from is that they take responsibility. They have a deep sense of integrity, and they have this really true humility. It's not like a fake humility where they're like berating themselves. It's like a very real humility of like, I really am just a speck in this infinite ocean. And Ram Dass comes to mind when I think of this. He has that quote where it's like, you know, everything fell into line, or I started to feel at peace when I stopped trying to be special. Like that right there from Ram Dass, that quote, that is like a massive green flag of spiritual maturity. It's that realization of like, oh, you know, I'm not better than anybody, and I can mess things up. You know, I'm flawed in a way. Like I'm not perfect. And again, this isn't a sort of self-berating where you're beating on yourself. This is a very almost positive energy of like, I'm just a leaf on this infinite tree sort of vibe. And so that's a huge green flag. So the opposite of that a red flag of immaturity and of unconsciousness would basically be if you never take responsibility, you don't have integrity, so you like lie and stuff, and you don't have any humility, so you're really arrogant. And of course, I don't think we need to dive into that. It's kind of obvious to see how that's immature and selfish. So we'll focus more on the positives. The next one is the next sign and green flag is that spiritually mature people know how to stay out of pointless fights and conflicts, and they don't judge, gossip, and talk bad about other people. This is huge. This is like maybe the biggest sign that somebody is deeply conscious. Because of course, the more conscious you are, the more you realize that life is your mirror, the more you realize everyone is a reflection of yourself, the less you can deceive yourself into gossiping about other people and talking bad about them, kind of like you would in high school. You know, you can only really fool yourself into doing something as unconscious as that if you truly feel like they're separate from you. And so, I mean, this is a huge sign that I don't really think needs too much explaining. It's just a huge sign of maturity and wisdom that you just don't talk about other people. But it's also, again, yeah, it is that you stay out of pointless fights and quarrels. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't have a difficult conversation with somebody. That doesn't mean that you won't say what you feel is true when the time is right. It just means like these pointless fights. You always see people getting into these fights and online debates and trying to prove people wrong and gossiping about each other and, oh, look what this person did and this person did. All of this, you can feel it. It's this unconscious, selfish energy of ego, really. And that's why it's a massive green flag when somebody does not engage in that, when they're above it, so to speak. That's how you know that they're deeply conscious and they are developed, because they, from that perspective, you see, again, first of all, you're just fighting with yourself on some cosmic, hilarious level. But second of all, you see how pointless it is and how it just creates suffering. Like, I'm sure you've engaged in these like online debates and pointless fights, and maybe you've, you know, gossiped about somebody else and, you know, talk bad about them, or like maybe something happened to them and you get some, you know, weird little high and joy out of learning that something bad happened about them. Like, you can just look at that and feel that, like, ugh, that is like textbook ego. Getting into pointless fights and gossiping about people. So we'll move on. But again, that's another big green flag, is that they stay out of that stuff. The next green flag of spiritual maturity and development is that a spiritually mature person knows how to listen, and they know how to truly try to understand another person's perspective. So even if they don't agree, maybe like it's like politically, or maybe it's like whatever, even spiritual stuff, I've noticed that really developed and conscious human beings have this ability to listen and to understand and to try to put themselves in the other person's shoes and see, you know, okay, what is it that's making them feel this way and think this way? And it's that ability that allows you to connect with somebody, even someone that you don't agree with per se, because you can see like, oh yeah, like I get that they would see it that way. You know, it removes a lot of the division, the sort of feeling of separation, when you can see, oh yeah, that makes sense that they would feel that way and think that way. And the more that you're able to do that, I would say the more you're maturing as a human being. Because again, if you're really unconscious and selfish, you do not want to see anything from anybody else's perspective. You just want to cling to your own perspective and defend it at all costs. And that's again how you get into those pointless quarrels and fights and debates. So a big sign is being able to stay out of that, and to truly listen to somebody and not discredit them, to not sort of invalidate their perspective because maybe it's coming from a culture or tradition you don't agree with per se. You know, it's so easy to other people just because they're from India or just because they're not from your country or just because, you know, whatever the reason is, it's so easy to just define a group of people and then tell them all that they're invalid, they're wrong, and that conveniently you're right, of course. And the ego loves that. The ego loves to not listen, basically. Because I think what happens when you start to listen is you start to realize, like, holy shit, everybody, first of all, has some profound divine right to their perspective. But second of all, you know, when you start to listen to somebody's perspective, you start to see how you would see things the same way if you had lived their life. And so I think the ego is afraid of listening to people because it means that, you know, somewhere in there is the dissolution of ego and the realization that, like, we're really all in this together. And even if we have different perspectives on this thing called life, it's like it makes complete sense why someone would think how they would. And seeing that, just it disables your ability to cut them off. Seeing that makes it so that you just understand, like, damn, like, yeah, I get it. Like, I don't agree with you maybe, but I get it, you know, sort of thing. So anyways, moving on. The next green flag is that spiritually mature and developed people are real, authentic, and honest. This is huge. Again, hopefully you're starting to see how all of these green flags, they're just, they're different manifestations of the same vibration. And that vibration is really that of truth, of unity, of love, real deep love. And, excuse me. Spiritually mature people, they have that sort of authenticity and honesty. And maybe that honesty, I wouldn't say I guess it can be brutal, you know, but even if a spiritually mature person is sharing a sort of harsh truth with you, again, they will do it in a loving way, and they won't do it to sort of put you down, you know. So there might be a harsh truth that you see that somebody else doesn't see. Maybe they're addicted to some substance, like maybe it's smoking weed. This was me. I was addicted to smoking weed. And I've told this story of how my friend basically delivered this harsh truth to me. And he was very honest with me by telling me, like, Vic, you're addicted, man. Like, you literally act like a crackhead around weed, and it's gonna hold you back. Now, he said that in a loving way. So in many ways, he delivered that truth in a very deeply loving and conscious way, but he could have delivered that in a very egotistical way, in a very selfish way, where it was almost like it was true regardless, but he was berating me for it and sort of putting me down for it. So I wouldn't say that it's necessarily that somebody just being honest is a sign of spiritual maturity, because a lot of people that are honest, they're just sharing with you all of the negative thoughts and all of the negative ways they think of you. And that's not really what honesty is. That's not really true, deep honesty and authenticity. When somebody's sharing a truth with you, especially if they know it's going to hurt you, they will share it with you in a way so that it can actually land. If somebody's, like, being honest with you, but they're just, like, yelling at you, or they're, you know, they're saying it in a way to sort of get at you, then I almost wouldn't call that honesty. I would call that unconsciousness. I would call that I would call that selfishness. And so the honesty one is interesting, but yeah, I think in general, a green flag of spiritual maturity is this sort of authenticity, this honesty and self-honesty. So this goes back to the integrity thing, you know, being honest with yourself about like, is this really working? Maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's a friendship, maybe it's a business, maybe it's a creative pursuit. Like the ability to be honest with yourself, especially when it's hard, and to be like, no, this isn't working. Like it really isn't working. Because I would know, you know, you'd be honest with yourself and say like, I would know if it was working. I would feel it and I feel like it's not working. So that honesty, self-honesty, huge green flag, massive green flag of spiritual maturity. So the last one, next one, my fifth green flag or fifth sign of maturity. And it's 11:11, by the way, just so you, you know, in the ethers, the stars align sometimes, or on the last sign, it's 11:11. Anyway, so the last sign, is that spiritually mature and spiritually developed people radiate good energy, vibes, and love. This is like how you know. Of course, this is how you know. Because truth is a vibration, and the truth never lies. And regardless of what somebody's saying, maybe they're like a really fundamentalist Christian, and they're saying all the right things, they've read all the passages, but their energy is that of like hate and selfishness and just like this energy of division, then you'll know that there's something, they're unconscious, there's some sort of selfish thing happening there. And same within yourself. I've talked about this before. Again, you can understand every spiritual truth. You can have read all the books, listened to all the whatevers. But if your vibration, what you're actually existing as and putting out into the world, which again, you don't know how it's affecting anything around you. I don't know how the vibes right now and what I'm sharing with this camera are affecting these birds over here and these trees. Like you're always emanating out. And so really that is like the deepest sign of spiritual maturity is, do you radiate that sort of good energy and that loving sort of kindness vibration? Now, again, this isn't people-pleasing, so we need to make a distinction here. In many ways, people-pleasing is actually selfishness. It's unconsciousness because you're being nice to control the situation. You're being nice to, like, whatever. This, what I'm talking about, this is a vibration that it's so much deeper than people-pleasing. And it doesn't mean you don't set boundaries either. So just because somebody is mature and they radiate that sort of loving energy and kindness does not mean that they won't tell you no. It doesn't mean that, again, they won't be honest with you in a loving, you know, sort of compassionate way. But they'll be honest with you. You know, they'll tell you, hey, yeah, you're self-deceived, you know. You're fooling yourself, man. Come on, like, wake up. You're fooling yourself. Look at your life. Look at your life. You know, again, I just think of my friend, and that energy is so, it's so loving, but it hurts so bad at the same time because it's cutting through your illusions. All the, you know, the sort of house of cards you set up that you're hiding under, hoping nothing hits you. That truth can just cut through when somebody says, you're fooling yourself. You really think you understand that spiritual truth? No, you don't. You're fooling yourself. You know, you really think that your relationship is working out? Like, come on, man, look. Like, they don't even, you know, whatever. They don't even pay attention to you, sort of thing. Like, just that honesty, that vibration. Again, it's the vibration that really manifests in all of these other examples that I gave you. That deep vibration manifests as taking responsibility, having integrity, having humility. It manifests as the ability to stay out of gossiping and pointless fights and quarrels. It manifests as the ability to listen, and it manifests as that honesty and that authenticity. So really, all of the previous signs, what are they manifestations of? They're manifestations of a state of being, a way of being, a state of consciousness. And of course, that way of being, that state of consciousness, is deeply loving, deeply compassionate, and that's why it's mature. That's why the Buddha, Jesus, mystics, saints, and sages, the most developed human beings, were so loving and kind. It wasn't because they were trying to, you know, live up to some image of being loving and kind. It's because when you're conscious, you can't help but be loving and kind, because that's what's true. What's true is that everything is one thing, and the less that you are delusioned about that, the more you see that truth, the more the right course of action, we could say, right. What does right mean? Right means truthful. So the right course of action, the right thing to say, the right thing to do is always the loving, compassionate, wise, mature, conscious thing to do. They're all words pointing to the deeper vibration. So I hope this makes sense. That's going to wrap up the list, but I do have a note for you, which is that spiritual development and maturity has nothing to do with worldly success. So it's important to notice that some of the most successful people are very immature. Like, think of just like, I don't know, think of people that are super rich, super famous and popular, super successful people. Now, they're not always immature. Somebody that I think of that has this vibration of maturity that's very successful is Matthew McConaughey. His book, and I've watched him on some of his podcasts, he is like a perfect example of someone who's successful and famous but has that deep maturity. You can just feel it. You can feel it. Again, the vibration is really the surest sign. So it's not that if you're successful, you can't be mature. It's just that being successful in the world does not mean that you're automatically mature. And in fact, most people that are really successful financially or with like women and stuff like this, they're very immature and unconscious. And the reason why they're so successful is because of their selfishness, which is kind of twisted. But again, our culture is not a culture of Buddhas and selfless, conscious people. Our culture right now is vibrating at the level of selfishness. Everybody just wants to get theirs. And so it's no wonder that most people are selfish and unconscious. So this list is not a justification for you to start judging people. I'm just giving you this list to start so that you can start to notice the difference, because there is a difference. Excuse me. And again, this is where coming into the realm of the relative and seeing the difference is important, because again, even though absolute truth, gosh, my throat, even though absolute truth, everything is perfect, there's still the duality, there's still the spectrum, and you can start to see the differences in the spectrum. Just notice the theme of unconsciousness, selfishness, immaturity, and like gossiping, getting in fights, and lying to people, not being honest. Like, just notice that that's what the ego is. Notice that, and then notice the true self, or the selfless self, we could say, which is the wisdom, the love, the maturity, the honesty, the compassion. It's all of those things. And again, you could be sort of unconsciously in disguise trying to act like this. So you're sort of doing a people pleaser, sort of like facade thing, where you're trying to act like you're mature when you're really not. And I've fallen into that trap for sure, where you're not being honest about where you're actually at on this spectrum, maybe you are really selfish and unconscious, it's so much better to be honest with yourself about that than to lie and deceive yourself into thinking you're some Buddha when of course you're not. Because if you can deceive yourself into thinking you're a Buddha when you're really a devil, then you will get away with all sorts of unconscious narcissistic stuff. Because in your mind, you'll be telling yourself, oh, look, I'm a saint, basically. But the truth is that you're a selfish, you know, narcissistic, egotistical asshole, basically. And you can really fool yourself. So there's a lot of ways to, like, think that you can think you're a lot more unconscious than you are. Usually what it is you think you're a lot more conscious than you are, when really you have a lot of unconsciousness and stuff. But either way, there is a spectrum, and the vibration is always the surest sign. So that's the spectrum. And just start to notice it. Again, don't judge people. Just start to notice this and look up, you know, look ahead. Maybe you do have some unconscious, selfish tendencies. Maybe you lie. Maybe you exploit people. Maybe you scam them. Maybe you have that ego in you. Of course, we all do. Just notice what it would be like to evolve into somebody like a Buddha or like Jesus. What would it be like to actually live as a Buddha, actually? Like that, to look ahead and to see what that would be for yourself can be so profound. And in many ways, that's what spiritual work is that you're always evolving towards that higher way of being. And in many ways, you never get all the way there, because it's the upward end of the spectrum is infinite. You can keep evolving forever. But it's important to look up and to see that. To see all the ways you can improve, even though the moment is perfect as it is. Again, there's a balance between the absolute and the relative. So I hope this video helped. Hit that like button for me. Let me know your thoughts down below. And I'll see you in the next one. Peace. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, visit pursuitofspirit.com.